We are live.
Fuckers.
Weekly wrap up. Yay. We're back. We are indeed back. And boy, do we have nothing to get into. Happy holidays, fuckers. Yeah, we've got absolutely nothing to talk about. Yeah, ultimately, that's a lie. I'll find something here eventually once these morons that I call co-hosts figure out how to click the link. Yay. Fun times. Fun times. I wanted to pull up. Actually, I don't even know if I want to pull it up yet, because I have a story about potentially the most embarrassing thing I think I've ever done. For multiple reasons. So, I don't know if I want to get into it, because it is sad. It is sad. I will get to it eventually. Oh, this fucking retard figured out how it works. Shocking. Color me shocked. Happy holidays, bitch bag.
Yeah, happy holidays. Hit on me.
I will. Some back shots for your birthday.
Yeah, sorry I'm late, bro.
I'm a parent. Yeah.
Playing
on that
golf?
BPT. Shut up.
I'm now five shinies richer. That's what I was doing.
Playing golf? Oh, I thought you were shitting on me. It's fucking Brock shitting on me. Podbean, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. You know who that was?
Yeah.
The other co-host of this show. I was saying when we hopped on, we have nothing to talk about. I have absolutely zero I'm bringing to the table. This is going to be a mail-in job like you read about.
Well, I am going to have a good holiday, good plans for the holiday at least.
Imagine hanging
a while off.
Imagine hanging out on the holidays.
Yeah.
That is very
That's what it's all about, right?
No, it's very gay, honestly.
Well, it's good to make.
Well, speaking of which, I'll see you tomorrow.
Exactly.
Happy holidays.
We're going to be hanging out.
I have to, like a moron, I have to do last minute Christmas shopping tomorrow. So that's going to go well, I'm sure.
Brock is calling us woke for saying happy holidays. At least we don't say, what is it, happy Christmas, like in the UK.
Yeah. At least we don't fucking have to worry when we take a shit if a snake's gonna bite us in the ass. Shut the fuck up, Brock! Prick.
Hello?
He's on my nerves.
I think you cut out.
He's on my nerves. He's rubbing me the wrong way these days. This Brock character. But anyways.
So no but Kanye anyways. Album, huh?
Okay, you don't have to shit on me. I wasn't there yet. Still got a little more I want to get into.
Yeah, no, I'm not expecting it. The only reason why I was excited for it is for a reaction to it.
Yeah, same. That's again, I had a whole show planned for it, and he completely shit down my throat.
Yeah, well, what do we expect? It's Kanye, dude.
Correct. Again, we'll get there. We'll get there, pal.
Jumping the gun here.
You're jumping the shark, as they say. So I have to go and finish up Christmas shopping tomorrow. Now, I don't need to grab much. I think it's pretty simple. I think I have the gifts down for the boys. I think those are very simple.
Okay.
But I a did good couple of say, gifts.
No gifts. Everyone bought each other gifts anyway.
I don't remember that being told to me at all, but I was probably shit-faced. Don't tell me things that I'm shit-faced.
You tell someone something and they'll do the opposite. So
also, yeah, I do live for the chaos. So
of course I'm gonna give everyone gifts. I mean,
exactly.
Everyone's like,
exactly.
Okay, yeah, no gifts. It's just we're just gonna hang out. No. We all
yeah, that's true. Like, okay, now that you're saying that, I do remember that being the case, and then we all progressively were like, yeah, we'll get gifts, and apparently we're making like wicked strong drinks because I'm picking up Fireball and Bailey's as the two alcohols.
Okay.
Don't know what comes
next. Those in a very long time.
Me neither. That's exactly what I said.
Could we make like a cinnamon eggnog?
That's what I was wondering. That has to be the path we're down with those two style of drinks, correct? Because I wasn't told to drink. I was just told the ingredients I have to grab.
That sounds like cinnamon fucking eggnog.
Eggnog type. You know, I was thinking that. I've like, what's a mudslide? What's in a mudslide?
Oh, I have no clue. Don't ask me. I know nothing of mixology. I know what a margarita is, and they taste good.
Well, at least we know the mixology book with Lack isn't coming out.
No.
I think a mudslide... What is he saying? I can't read it. I'm too far away from my laptop. Is he talking shit? Because I'll ban that fucker. I'll ban him from chat right now, boys.
Yeah, I'm not reading what he's saying.
Oh, God. Is he dropping slurs in chat?
No.
Rox, quit being a homo and just call in.
What was I going to say? You were talking about cocktails. Oh, yep. Yeah.
Mudslides. I don't know. I think a mudslide is like a milkshake, I think. Like, I think it's in that realm.
It sounds like it. But right. I've actually never had, like, alcoholic eggnog. Real eggnog. I've only had that store-bought carton shit.
Same.
Still
same,
good,
same.
But it's not alcoholic.
Very good. Very good, of course.
I've never had, like, real alcoholic eggnog.
No, me neither. Because you need, like, the perfect alcohol when it comes to eggnog. Merry Christmas, anyway. Broccolis, Merlis. Welcome to the weekly wrap-up.
Hoes, hoes, hoes. Merry Christmas.
Oh, what's up, mate?
That is the worst accent.
If you listen, so we just dropped the show today as well, because boy, did I struggle with our golf partner, Adderade. It's not in there. Go to golfpartner.com. Why do you think I was so adamant on the show coming out? So, Jesus Christ. Cody's a moron.
You got to tell Cody it's on Podbean.
I did. I called him.
Sending us slurs over here.
Yes, he called me a really mean name.
But yeah, now we don't have to read Brock's comments.
Yeah, exactly. Now he can fucking speak for himself. But so as I was saying, shit, what was I saying?
I think sludge is in a mudslide.
What?
Mudslides are gross, I think. Like, I don't think you can drink a lot of them. I think it's, like, on the same line as, like, a White Russian, is it not?
Not, I don't think so, but a White Russian isn't a creamy drink. You use Kahlua for that.
I thought White Russians were, like, milk.
I know that White Russians can drink.
Welcome, Cody. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve here.
Christmas Eve. Oh, right. You're a day ahead, right?
Is that those 12 hours, fool?
That's so crazy.
It's pretty much a day there, pal.
Go on.
Basically, the time change is like within 12 hours, so it's pretty cool when it happens. You guys actually are the first people to play certain video games. Like Disney.
All right, stop the cat. We know what you're talking about.
You get to play like big AAA titles a whole day early. Or at least 12 hours early.
And if it's a worldwide release of a movie, we get it a day before you guys, because our new release movies in the theaters come out on a Thursday, not a Friday.
Yeah. Lucky.
That's the same with like music too, isn't it?
World.
What the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, he gets the best movies and video games early, but they also have the worst insects. Tarantulas and shit.
Insects. Yep. Yep. That's exactly what I thought you said.
But you thought I said something else.
Yeah. Yeah. You have the best incest in the world. It's like, all right, relax, dude. It's like, we still have Alabama. What the fuck are we doing here? Relax, Brock. I think that I'm rattled now. I think that same premise applies when it comes to music albums as well. I believe Brock gets them a day early. So we should have him be our music correspondent, but I'd do the Australian accent, but I'm bad at it, so I'm not going to.
Fort and croiky bloke, mate. Okay. So Brock, listen. Brooksy might have fabricated some details, but he's
on what?
I'm watching your live stream, and he tells me that your background is a green screen. Hit me. That's a green screen?
Yep.
Stop it.
Why would you think I lied about that for starters?
So you know, I've just got one of those I wish I lived in that house. I've got one of those round things, well, the round green screen that just connects to your chair.
Oh, that's wild. I never heard of that.
That's cool.
No, so, it's fire. It's absolutely fire.
You ever change the background or you always pop out with the main thing?
I went on someone else's podcast once and I changed it to a field of kangaroos.
Classic.
That was not classic. Hold on. Yes, that's great. Hold that thought. He did the kangaroos because he was pandering to this guy because he just loved Brock's Australian accent. There's no doubt in my mind. He just wanted Brock to talk the whole time. And so Brock's like, look, kangaroos. He was pandering to the man. What are we doing here?
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
I'm not sure if that's more racist on Brock's part or the other guy.
It's not, though. It's the thing.
No, it was... I'm trying to think what it was. It was about... mythical creatures. Like...
Okay.
Like kangaroos are not mythical creatures, you dick.
To us, they're cryptic, bro.
Kangaroos aren't, but to some people they are. But yeah, I don't know. I just had it there.
No, Brock was playing to the crowd. Don't let him fool you.
And when we beat the world, we were in the World Cup of soccer. I think I had the soccer background, but yeah.
I need to turn your mic up a little bit.
Hey, man.
Yes.
I'm just talking on the phone. So, yeah.
We'll get closer. Mariah was louder than you. Mariah becoming a staple of Weekly Wrap Up.
You need help?
Yeah, so if Brooks actually pulled his finger out with his production for the live, you know, he might look a bit better. I got some feedback for you too, Brooks, for the live from a viewer.
Oh, hit me with it. I'm fascinated. Because trust me, I am very close to quitting.
You got Sentia camera up, so you're actually in the middle of the screen.
Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what the fuck to do. I'm looking up stories. I don't need this. I don't need this nonsense. Where's that person, show? Exactly what I thought. Yeah, by the way, I'm skipping Monday's live show now because apparently I don't know how to work a camera. So find a co-host, buddy.
Put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, fine, I'll be on.
Well, we've got less than a week for the crossover show, so that's exciting.
Yes. So let's talk about that. So I'm excited for this. So here's my ideal plan for that. So it would basically be back-to-back recordings. We'll do Duh It's a Podcast featuring the Wrap It Up Podcast, which will be the two boys joining me with Brock bringing the stories and running the show as we normally do. We'll do the clip of the week. We'll bring the normal stories. Now, hold on there, champ. You're getting ahead of yourself. Brock will run the first show. And then it's going to be the Wrap It A Podcast featuring Duh It's A Podcast. And then we will be running the show, and Brock will be joining us for a bracket. I think we'll do some Family Feud. We could do some Jeopardy now that we would have three. There's that possibility. But Brock will join us for some hip-hop stories. Brock will join us for a Shark Tank. I don't think he's been a part of that yet.
I'm with it. Hey, Beth.
What's up?
Hey, Cody and Lackey, you both got webcams that work?
I got an iPhone.
I could set it up. I got some stuff on the way, though. I got some stuff in the mail.
Yeah, me and Lack are going to start streaming, boy.
That's also true. I cannot wait for that.
Gonna throw because that dog shit on the podcast.
What I would need for the first crossover show, because myself and Brooks are cartooned, I'm going to stick your actual heads in the middle of us on top of each other.
Okay.
Yeah, so their camera should work fine for that, like with the iPhone. That would work fine.
I just need to have a visual there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To put.
Can we do it on StreamYard?
That's where we'll do it.
The link out. Yeah, I'll send the link out for the podcast show, and then if you guys.
Yep, and then I'll send the link for our show.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be fun because it'll give Wacka and Cody a chance to go on Duh It's Podcast, kind of see the vibe Brock brings, and then Brock will have to be subjected to the Wrap It A Podcast where there's no edits, Big King. If you fuck up, that shit's staying in. And we have some Miles songs we need to get to because he's in the Christmas fucking spirit, and he is my favorite rapper of all time.
Dude, I feel like there hasn't been like a mainstream Christmas song since like Mariah Carey.
All right.
People have.
I don't see how that's even mainstream, really. It's just the same as the other shit.
There hasn't been like a good take on a Christmas song.
If you want a good
Christmas, I just showed you a good one yesterday.
Google or look up on YouTube, or maybe not YouTube, probably up there. Type in Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I will in a moment. Hold on. This is a weekly wrap up breaking news since we're talking about Christmas music. I think it's time, boys. Oh, no. All right, it is time. Since Laga thinks there's been no good Christmas music being dropped, I am disappointed, my man. Because we have.
Yo, Brooks, I just sent you my Christmas take.
What?
My Christmas song is my hot take.
We'll get to that in a second. I'll have to look it over. But
no, you might not.
How about?
But you might just want to throw it on the air, going blind.
That's also potentially true. Let's get Santa Coming to Town by our good friend Miles.
Miles is the newest Avenger.
Yeah, who's the newest Avenger?
Miles.
What?
Before we get into it, remember Lacka said that there. Hold on. You hold on. I'll let you go in a second. Let's just remember Lacka said there's no good mainstream Christmas songs coming out anymore. I'm about to prove him wrong. Cody, you go ahead.
The song I just sent you is from the same fool.
Okay, perfect.
Stop the fucking cap.
Here we go. Here is Lacka, remember, saying there's no good mainstream Christmas music. He's a liar.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He not gonna bring you shit, bitch. Santa Claus ain't bringing you shit. ain't bringing shit. You is not getting shit but a piece of coal. You dirty ass bitch, you need to take a shower. Santa Claus ain't bringing you shit. I just wanna know how you trip over air. It really don't matter because you ain't getting shit. Santa Claus ain't giving you shit. It's okay if you smell my shit. Never mind, you gotta go, bitch. Santa Claus ain't bringing you shit. Hey, Santa, is that you? Hey, can you bring me a personal game? I just want
No funny shit.
So, remember.
I think my song.
Remember.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Remember, like I said, there's no good mainstream Christmas music coming out. He's just a blatant liar. He just hops on these airwaves and lies for no reason.
Yo, pop off with that link I sent you.
Well, we'll see after we put him through the Shark Tank.
That would also be, you know, Miles.
Deck the halls with my balls.
So, Laka, I believe you retract your statement that there's no good Christmas music these days.
I give them an LP and an album in 1 year. I'd sign them on for one LP and one album.
What an awful deal. I'm giving him 5 years. I'm giving him 5 years. Give me 2 albums, a mixtape, and a single a year, and we've got yourself a deal.
I ain't giving him shit. He'll do it on his own.
If you extend, like, if you make him write a lot of songs, I feel like he'll just get worse and worse if he has a lot of work to do. If you give him, like, one thing to focus on, he might make it super funny.
I'm out in Hong Kong!
That's not the same
Sorry,
dude,
what was that,
it?
Bro? Yes. Yes, it is the same dude. We're You Know Miles fans on this podcast. I want him on this show more than anything in the world.
I'd love to interview that man.
I don't even know what I'd ask him. I'd just be like, you are the best rapper since...
I can.
Shut the fuck up, Brock. He would sell out. I would buy every ticket myself, and I would sit in every seat during at least one song. You stop that madness right now.
We use colonies in a lot.
Who the fuck invited this guest, Shark?
I think you did, Phil.
Oh, shit, I did. You're the A-Rod of this shit.
Hey,
do you have Shark Tank in Australia? Probably not.
I think they have it. I think they have like an exclusive Australian Shark Tank with different.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
It might be London or some shit. I think it's Australian, though.
Are they called kangaroos?
Shark Tank Australia.
Oh, that was a bomb.
The Voice, our own Voice, our own Australian Idol, Australian Survivor.
Why don't you just show our shows? Wouldn't it be easier?
They do, but they just don't.
They don't hit.
So, yeah, they don't. Would you sit down and watch Australian Shark Tank? I don't think so, because you don't have any association.
I definitely have, and I definitely will. But continue.
No, I would definitely watch.
We have them, but they get played on the digital channels. Like, you can go on to the the online channels that are associated with it, so they're not eating up the airwaves.
Like on, eating up the airwaves is a very disrespectful way to put it, champ.
Like on the on-demand channels, where you can just watch them whenever, you know.
I watched a British version of Wipeout for multiple hours while on drugs. Yeah. And
I've seen that.
It was the most fascinating television I've ever watched in my life.
The British version of Shark Tank isn't actually called Shark Tank.
It's called Fish and Chips Tank. It's Where's the fucking ring. Boo button? Where's the No, he said it. He said UK. You get a boo too.
Called, Dragon Tank.
Put a little shrimp on the bar.
Oh, that's right. I knew that. I knew that. I knew that because I think Mr. Wonderful was on one of them.
And Dancing with the Stars isn't called Dancing with the Stars in the UK either.
Dancing with the Chips.
No, it's not the worst name. It's called Strictly Come Dancing.
Hey, yo, I've definitely watched that on an illegal website before. Oh, that was a bomb. I'm bombing like crazy out here. We haven't got to a single topic, boys.
We'll have to start calling you Gaza.
Sa! Don't laugh at that. I wanted to give him a bomb. Because... another Gaza joke. What's that? Gunshots, you say? Where's my gunshots drop? Got him.
That's crazy.
That one's absurd. That one makes no sense. Never is that drop applicable.
Yeah, I know.
All right, boys. Where do we want to start? Five. We've got...
shot five.
I know, we need like a soundboard back. Okay.
Yeah, it was custom.
Where do we want to start? We've got Candy Cane in the Snatch. We've got... Marcus Jordan, again, son of Michael Jordan, who is building out Larsa Pippen, again, ex-wife of Scottie Pippen, building out her shoe collection. We've got which rapper is on the naughty list this year. I've got one who I'm very sick of defending. We've got Amazon barred from selling sex drive boosting donkey fuel. Don't ask me what that means.
Jeez.
We've got new studies that show drinking Jaeger bombs could be the same as doing cocaine. Shocking. Or, we've got Lil Wayne says Ja Morant should be the face of the NBA. Where do we want to start, boys?
Jeez.
30 minutes in, let's start the show.
That's a smorgasbord.
While you're thinking about that, do you know you guys can't buy Apple iWatches anymore?
No, only the new one.
Yeah, well, the ones that are already in the stores for sale.
You can I can give less of a fuck about a shoe collection.
Yeah, but could you care if it was...
You care about my game collection, right?
Hold on, that's a terrible argument. Do you care if it's Michael Jordan's son continuously cucking Scottie Pippen? Michael Jordan continues that family is getting wins over Scottie Pippen at this point.
Jeez.
The son is dating his ex-wife.
Which is mad weird.
If Jordan was Batman and Scottie Pippen was Robin, what does that make Jordan's son? Nightwing?
Darkwing. No, it makes Jordan's son Batman Jr. And Scottie Pippen gets demoted from Robin. I don't know what's lower than Robin, but Scottie Pippen is lower than it now.
He's more like the utility belt.
He's dating his ex-stepmother?
I don't know. Probably.
No. Are you listening, my good sir?
Cody keeps walking away with the phone, so only...
Okay. So Michael Jordan, who was always considered number one, Scottie Pippen was considered number two.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's son is now dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Oh, snap. Oh, I got it.
So he continues to get cucked out by Michael Jordan. There's no denying this anymore. I think
aspects of his life.
Michael Jordan owns Scottie Pippen. Like, Scottie Pippen should put on a dog collar, walk up to Michael Jordan and say, ruff, ruff, because he is a dog to Michael Jordan.
Thanksgiving must be fun.
No, I don't think it is. Do you think Scottie's got to sit at the kids' table? because he's number two. You can't sit with the adults, Scott. I'm sorry, man.
Definitely getting no stuffing.
No.
That's
no, his wife's getting stuffed.
He gave it all to his son.
Scottie Pippen drops to number three at that point. The Jordans are one and two. This is turning into... I'm sorry, Scottie Pippen. You don't deserve this. You want to know what's sad? There was... I stopped at my local dispensary today. And there was a dab cart called the 23. What was Michael Jordan's number? 23. Thank you. And it was $55. And I was like, damn, that looks really good. And then I saw for $45 the Scottie Pippen. So I'm not even lying to you. When Scottie Pippen is getting disrespected at Massachusetts dispensaries, he played in Chicago. He has no connection to Massachusetts, especially where I was in Massachusetts. And he's still getting shit on for being number two. And now,
well, they know what's going on.
Marcus Jordan wants to say, baby girl, let's get them Air Jordans up. I'm not seeing you wearing the Pippet 2s. You're wearing the Air Force 1s, baby. You're rocking these J's.
That technically makes Marcus Jordan a 3-and-D player.
Oh! Is he? Is he? He's going to be amazing at basketball. I mean, I don't know where that narrative came from. He's going to be great. Scotty's son has kind of looked like a number two on any team he's gone to. That looks great.
Is he still like him?
Better than number three.
Is he?
I got respect for Pippen.
He's played with the Lakers. He
yeah, he's got a lot of bars written out of, after him.
He's better than
famous in the music world.
He gets bars written about him for being
second place.
Mid, basically, for second place. Yeah.
At least he gets bars written by him.
I don't know. I don't know. I think at that point, I'd rather you for me. I'd rather be Steve Kerr in that place. I'd rather be the third man. No one's writing about Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad for publicity and monetization. Scotty's still making money for getting cocked out.
You want to know what's bad for publicity? The man who was always number one to you, his son starts banging your ex-wife. That's not great for publicity, if I had to take a guess.
He probably owed that shit, whatever.
No, he's definitely not. I'm pretty sure there's like interviews where he's clearly not over it. Am I correct about that, Brock?
I don't know, but you got to think Scottie Pippen, he did all right for what he's got. He's got a face like a busted asshole. So.
He does. He's an ugly guy. Like, I'm no looker, but Scottie Pippen is in rough shape.
He needed to be an NBA player to get
It's fucked up, Brock. It's fucked up.
You throw a ball around for 2 hours and you go to a 5-star restaurant. That's
look, if he wasn't in the NBA, look, if he was just a regular person, he wouldn't be texting people to have abortions like some players do.
Oh, I'm so glad you bring that up. I would have forgotten that. Oh my God. This is why Brock is a part of Weekly Wrap Up. Brock is basically becoming a ghost of Weekly Wrap Up as this goes on. And he doesn't want to admit it because he doesn't associate. He pretends the show doesn't exist. But he is slowly becoming a ghost of it. Was it Anthony Edwards? Shut up. It was Anthony Edwards. These are some insane texts. I'm going to try and pull them up. But Brock, give the Cliff Notes version of the story if you don't mind.
Apparently knocked up an IG model.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, well, you got to strap it these days, especially if you, you know, I'm sure Giddy strapped it, so he won't be getting anything in 9 months. But
you got to stop bringing up Giddy because I'm going to go in.
But yeah, he got a miss those DMs or text messages. She's saying, "Yeah, I'm pregnant."
Yep.
And he's like,
well, "So I got him."
Yeah,
okay, so
I'll pay you to get rid of it.
Yeah, correct. So Anthony Edwards, an NBA star, he's a good player.
Right? Good. Right. Inconsistent. He's making a decent penny. So, the IG model. Very good looking woman, by the way. Fake butt, but Scissor's butt's fake according to that song, but...
Was he with his current girlfriend when he knocked her up?
I believe so. I believe that's the story. So they were dating at the time. And so she sends a picture of the positive pregnancy test, excuse me, and says, I still have an appointment on the 27th. Anthony Edwards responds, hell nah, can't do this. She responds, so what now? What a great response, which she's not wrong. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck does that mean? Anthony Edwards then responds, get a abortion, LOL. I don't know what to laugh out loud about that, but...
lots of love, that is.
Lots of
love. Yikes.
That got me. Good job, Rock. That got me. The alleged girlfriend then responds, honestly, I had an abortion with my son around 2 years ago, and I regret it every day. Anthony Edwards then responds, man, you can't force a kid into world. You don't know what it is yet. What does that mean?
Oh my God.
I think the pregnancy test is pretty accurate. It's a kid.
Right.
Like, I don't think that part.
An agent probably hit him up and was like, you got to support this political view or there goes your career.
Yeah.
He plays in Minnesota. Isn't Minnesota like a very liberal state? Like they would support him getting an abortion.
Fucking retard.
How soon before pregnancy can you tell what the sex of the baby is?
That's a good question.
I think it's 3 months.
They could tell. Yeah, like not even. Or it might be. It might actually be 3 months. Somewhere around there. It's really not that long.
How long until you can't abort a baby?
What the fuck does it matter what sex it is anyway? It's just some stereotypical Asian shit where they only want a boy.
No, but that's the thing. She said, I aborted my son and I regretted it. That's what I'm...
you're right. So she...
Yeah.
You know.
So I didn't realize... Well, that's what I'm trying to work out. Is she telling lies as in... Did she know what the sex was before she aborted it?
Interesting. I don't know, because she sent the picture of the pregnancy test, and that's when he immediately was like, get an abortion. I think that's a little... That's not the point of the debate. The whole debate is, I gave Josh Giddey a hard time. I've given Ja Morant a hard time for being stupid. Anthony Edwards is being an idiot. You need to know, you're very famous. Saying, get an abortion, LOL, is not a text you should ever send. On Monday, December 18th, Edwards released the following statement on Twitter, and I quote, I made comments in the heat of the moment that are not me and that are not aligned with what I believe and who I want to be as a man. All women should be supported and empowered to make their own decisions about their bodies and what is best for them. I am handling my personal matters privately and will not be commenting on them. Any further at this time, end quote. So to Cody's point, I don't think the agent told him to say get an abortion. I think the agent said send this apology out ASAP.
Yeah, he didn't write that apology. He did not write that apology. There's no way.
No.
Well,
not a chance that came from him.
It's got proper grammar, for one.
Sorry, what was that, Brock? One more time.
It doesn't align with the text messages. It's got proper grammar, for one.
Right, that's right, yeah. That's
he's right, he's right.
Yo,
that's what gave it away.
My boys have been telling me...
No, Brock is 1,000% correct. He's not saying lots of love at the end of this statement. So... This is a weird story because I don't know how to feel about it. Anthony Edwards just comes off as like an asshole. Like he seems like a douchebag. Especially, I mean, again, these are texts from the girlfriend. I believe all women. But She says. Stop it. She says that this is what he, I mean, if those texts are not fabricated in any way, and that's what Anthony Edwards said the whole way through the conversation, he's an asshole. Like, no support whatsoever.
Does that include women that didn't start life off as women?
You are on the wrong show, pal. I think Alex Jones is on at 10:30. I think you want to call into that show.
Believe those women too.
Listen, buddy. Still, all in all, very weird story, and Anthony Edwards seems like he's a terrible person. Like, he doesn't seem like a great guy. Is that the moral of the story? I don't know.
Moral of the story is wrap it.
I think the moral of the story is when you're making millions of fucking dollars, smarten the fuck up, whether you're Josh Giddey.
Or do anal.
Especially in Utah. Wait, Utah? Isn't Utah good this year? Are the Pistons, this is our last NBA segment, then we're going to move on. Brock, are the Pistons going to win a game this year?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Pistons been sold yet.
Just sell that fucking team immediately. Laka, Cody, for reference, they are 2-26, I believe, now?
They're on a 25 games.
25 straight losses.
God damn. Oh. Wemby's not on that, right? He on the Nuggets.
No. But they have Cade Cunningham, who is very good.
He on the Nuggets, right?
No, Spurs.
Oh, Spurs. Has that fool scored 45 or more in the game?
Nope.
No, not 40? Yet.
What about 40? Not even close.
No, I don't.
36 is
yeah, I think 35 is high right now. They've had a pretty tough schedule. Like, once he plays a team with a center who's out, like, I saw a meme today, and it was like, everyone's worried about Victor Wembanyama, but nobody was worried about these two Wemby stoppers, and it was the two Spurs guards who refused to pass the ball to Victor Wembanyama. Which was hilarious to me.
Yeah, I think the Pistons got one or two more if they lose, and it's like an NBA record.
They beat the record, yeah. They beat the record for consecutive losses. They are terrible. But they shouldn't be.
In the last game, sorry, because the Jazz had about four of their starters out.
Yeah.
And they got done.
The crowd's
chanting, sell this team, sell this team.
They were up against a Utah team. Four starters are out. The Jazz came back and won by a decent margin. Like, it wasn't a close finish.
Some might say they're not firing on all Pistons.
Anybody who says that should get shot in the head, so never repeat that.
I was waiting on a thing. You let me down.
And so, when I get... You never get let down on the weekly wrap up, baby.
Machine gun, one or the other.
And so, okay, when it comes to the Pistons, they should not be a 2-26 team. Like, Cade Cunningham is a very good basketball player.
Is it one of the? Oh, is one of those twins, the rookies, he still injured, or was that his twin with the Rockets that got injured?
No, I think it's the Pistons player.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say he was pretty good too, but if he's injured, well, obviously not his fault.
There is something very wrong in Detroit. Like, Monty Williams, the head coach, is making way too much money to be 2-26. I saw somebody put a $40 bet to win $40,000 for the Detroit Pistons to never win a game for the rest of the season. There is a chance that happens. Like, the Pistons look bad.
You know, when
very bad,
they'll break it against the team that they should have no chance against, like a full strength Nuggets.
They will beat one of the conference leaders for sure. They will beat that team, and then that's going to be it. Like, I think the Charlotte Bobcats record of 7-59 gets broken. I think the Pistons go 5-79. That's not the right math. 5 and 77. I think the Pistons do that. They are terrible. Also, I find it hilarious that when the Detroit Pistons win, if you order $10 worth of food at Wingstop, they'll give you 5 free wings. They started the promotion the game the Pistons started their 25-game losing streak. They have not given out free wings once since this promotion has started.
It's people go.
Generation, but it's, oh, I was going to say, it's just this. It is this. I'll start that again. It is this generation's version of the Detroit Bad Boys. Just a different kind of bad.
I'm sorry, Detroit fans. That was so mean of him to say. That was just disrespectful and not nice and just mean. Mean-spirited. But also, it's like when the Red Sox do, when the Red Sox win at the 99 kids eat free, and the Red Sox went on that like 16 game losing streak, and they were like, the kids are fucking dead. Like, thank you, Red Sox.
Kids are starving.
Is this Boston or Kenya? That bombed. I should have, but I want to talk about a candy cane and the snatch. Excuse me. I was coughing because it just makes me so horny. Fall la la la. Anyways. Here's the at of the girl. I'll let you guys all go find it. Hoodrash TV. Anyways, an OnlyFans model known for her adult content found herself hospitalized after a mishap during a video shoot involving a giant candy cane prop. The incident occurred as, there's the tag, I don't know how to pronounce it, was filming a holiday-themed video for her subscribers, aiming to add a festive touch to her adult content. Unfortunately, the oversized candy cane broke unexpectedly, resulting in injuries that necessitated immediate medical attention.
Stop it.
Emergency services were quick to respond, I wonder why, and She was swiftly transported to the hospital for treatment. While the model is in stable condition, the incident has sparked discussions about the potential risks and safety measures involved in the creation of adult content. If you're wondering, she had a, I'd say about 6 foot fucking candy cane. I mean, it is very tall. She is bent over licking it. Very seductive picture. It's snapped in half. It snapped in half inside her vagina.
But so that would have been not plastic, like it would. Is it like bauble type material, like the glassy, like the stuff that really shatters?
I assume.
It looks like a clean cut.
Yeah.
I'd say it's plastic. It's definitely plastic because it's a clean cut. I mean, she's got. She's got tentacles for pussy walls and just snapped it in half.
She should have just went for something solid.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very available on the internet. She should have just called me. I would have wrapped it up like a candy can. wow. That dude. I have to leave the article to specifically go to the... because that was a bomb. I want to talk about the people having a debate about safety measures involved in the creation of adult content. What's the argument for stuffing a candy cane inside your hoo-ha?
Hello?
She makes thousands of dollars.
Hello?
That was with the echo.
That was so funny.
Eugene here.
I need that as a drop. Just the echo. The echo was absurd. I feel for this chick.
You want to feel the chick, did you say?
Listen.
She should have used.
I would wrap it up like a candy cane. I would wrap it up like a candy cane if she asked. I would make a festive video.
Because then you can do the whole in, out, lick the candy cane, in, out, lick the candy cane, and I'm sure she would.
You are one sick motherfucker. I hope Santa doesn't even come to your house. I hope he just shoots you.
You're gonna get shit for Christmas, bitch. How would that song?
Cody with an elite callback. Apparently Mariah hated that joke. On the topic of candy canes shattering in vaginas.
Yo, I hope that was this live, like, so you.
Yeah.
You witnessed that interaction. God damn.
At that point, I mean, that's an OnlyFans worth paying for.
Still,
the refund because you have to cut the stream short.
Unlike that candy cane, if you know what I'm saying.
Jeez.
Got him.
So her chimney's okay. That's what you're telling us.
Yes.
Fireplace is all good.
Listen, you can hear an echo, but it's never been the worst thing in the world. Ah, Jesus Christ. Fucking Osama bin Laden. Would be proud.
Well, we did one with the guy getting the candy cane stuck up his rear end.
It's true.
The x-ray.
This is a true point. At least she knew what happened with hers. It was very visible what happened. She snapped it inside her snatch. Good for her.
You think it was plastic?
It had to have. It was a clean cut.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, I've got a candy cane stuck in my snatch.
So
I don't know what's funny about this dispatcher. So
what's the problem, man?
I made a very.
That's funny.
This show sucks ass. Why do people listen to this? We still have more topics. We still have more topics to bang through here. I want to do this one. Brock, I know you're probably not big into this topic, but stick around because we got more after. Which rapper would you put on the naughty list this year and why? I'll lead off.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I'll lead off. I had a couple of options. Could I give my honorable mentions first?
I guess so.
What? What? Yeah, thank you, Mariah. The savant of the show. Mariah has said the most coherent thing of anyone on this program so far. So a couple of honorable mentions. J. Cole. I put on the naughty list.
Did you say J. Cole?
Yeah, okay.
Let me explain.
No, I can see that.
You basically pulled the feather out and played with our shaft all year. We're like, tickle, tickle, tickle. Tickle, tickle. Here comes the album. Tickle, tickle. And we never got the album. But we got some incredible features. Some unearthed, incredible J. Cole. So, honorable mention. My number two honorable mention for rappers on the naughty list, I'd have to put JID.
Yo, stop the cap.
Been pretty quiet.
No, hold on. Very good on features this year. I give him the same critique I give J. Cole. Tickle, 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 tickle. Oh, here comes the album. Here comes the... Nope. Nope. No album. No album.
Bruce, I thought you liked to get teased.
Listen, I'm into it to a point when it starts like turning blue. I'm like, please help me. I need this for my own health.
You guys edging, right?
Yes, there's edging and then there's whatever this is. This is like dipping it in like a crock pot. I'm like, please stop. That was graphic. My rapper who makes the naughty list in 2023. Is undoubtedly 100% Jack Harlow. I defended Jack Harlow to no end. I said, oh, this album will change the haters' mind. The haters said, this is your boy. I'm like, yes, bully, it is. Please don't take my lunch money.
Come get your boy, dog.
And then I said, oh, Jack Harlow will bounce back with the singles. He drops a couple of singles and they're not great. I'm like, well, this album is going to turn everything around. We'll be fine when this album drops. The album drops. It's okay at best. And you're like, all right, go away. Like, I can't defend this anymore. Go away for a little bit, please. And then he drops the most recent single, which is one of the biggest abominations I've ever heard in my life. And I try. He goes on the naughty list because I defended you at every corner, and God, did you let me down this year. An absolutely abysmal year for Jack Harlow music. But I open the floor to the rest of the crew. Who is on your 2023 naughty list?
I pay lack, because that dirtbag won't do a feature.
Ooh.
Oh, shit, dude.
Ooh.
That's right, dirtbag.
Bro. Ooh.
Taking a hiatus for a time. I'll keep mine short and simple. I'm just gonna say Kanye because I'm really excited to react to whatever is going to happen.
That's a great answer. Ooh.
The Kid Leroy, is he classed as a rapper?
No, he's more like a comedian.
Yeah.
I was thinking that when I was picking my pick. I was like, oh, he's not even a rapper anymore.
What a joke.
Just stirs
the pot.
The ad he did for McDonald's over there, or was that only in Australia, an Australian exclusive ad?
I don't think he did a McDonald's commercial.
I'm not sure, 'cause I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It was like the McChicken or the Double McChicken or something. Burger or something or other.
No, but have you seen the video of My 600 Pound Life where they do the land and sea?
No.
Wow, that bombed.
You could say it didn't land.
You'd be able to see them with being 600 pounds. Couldn't miss them.
You can't miss
them. Listen, I love that the Learning Channel, TLC, puts My 600 Pound Life on the airwaves. That is, I love learning. I love learning.
It's like those dudes that come to your elementary school assembly and talk to you about how horrible drugs are. You're like, yeah, I'm definitely trying that.
Was it the most recent show we did where I talked about the episode of My 600 Pound Life where the father didn't get his lunch?
Yes, yeah. That was on Brock's show, right?
Was it on?
Let me get
that show, Brock?
No. He was pretty upset.
No, it was on.
I think so.
Okay, so anyways, this is such a great story. I don't mind telling it fucking 800 times. So there was one of these 600 pound mutants that were on the show. And for lunch, he got two fish fillets, two quarter pounders with cheese, two large fries, and then the father got his meal.
Is government assistance paying for this shit? Because
that's interesting.
How are these fools making that money? I can't even buy myself a McDonald's fry.
Yeah, that's
to share with my family.
Oh, that's dead ass. I think the parents both worked. It was just the son who didn't, but like the son or the father was basically like an enabler.
He was working on his
feet. He's like, son, you're gonna be famous.
Well, so your father goes
competitions. Like the hot dog.
Let me finish the story.
All right, whatever.
No, I don't think they do.
I'll bet.
Which is weird. Waste of talent. But the father goes to pick up the McDonald's meal, and he comes back, and there's the two fish fillets, two quarter pounders, and the two large fries. The father doesn't have his food. It wasn't in, they forgot it because it's McDonald's. It's a bunch of 15-year-olds stoned out of their mind. So they forgot the father's mail. And the son says, oh, dad, looks like you're not eating tough shit because I'm eating all of this. And then proceeds to crush two fish fillets, two quarter pounders, and two large fries.
What a piece of shit.
Which is absolutely disgusting. Like, I love McDonald's as much as the next guy.
So,
two fish fillets and two quarter pounders. The most disgusting thing I've ever done at McDonald's, like the fattest person thing I've ever done, is I got the two cheeseburger meal and a six piece. So I was really craving nugs, but I didn't want a chicken sandwich. I was craving nugs. And then I put four french fries on the cheeseburger.
That's not bad.
And then I put a nug on the cheeseburger.
That's not bad. I wanna
see if you can... That's a sad move.
Is this an Australian thing or is it a
Hit us with it.
Do you grab a french fry and dip it in your either soft serve ice cream or sundae?
All right, I'm banning you from the stream. You're never coming back on Podbean. I'm blocking you forever. You're never coming in. You as well.
I seen that and I tried it and
I hate it.
Hated it. It was
I hate it.
And the saltiness, the hot and the cold.
Mariah,
she hates it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Santa Claus isn't real, right?
Shut your fucking mouth right now. I will ban you from the stream. I understand the argument. It's disgusting. It's so gross. It's fat.
Another cool thing, getting on weird foods.
Mm-hmm.
You have Aldi's there, the German supermarket chain.
Say it again.
Aldi, A-L-D-I.
Yes, we do.
Oh, Aldi's. Yes, we do. Yep.
We have the meats.
Aldi, the
no, that's Arby's.
Oh, okay. Same shit.
No, we don't have Arby's here. So they sold, once they sold potato chips, like just plain potato chips, but one side of the potato chip was covered in chocolate.
Ew.
Ooh.
Chips.
Like to look at it, you're thinking, chips. But you're thinking, well, this might get you over the line, but you're thinking, ooh, yeah, but once you had one, it's like, wow, these are fire.
Oh, you can't just have one.
Hmm.
That's the
problem. Potato chips, though.
You know what Aldi's crushes? This is something. Aldi's sponsor the show. Their kettle cooked jalapeno chips. Phenomenal.
You know how they sell sort of like your appliances and stuff like that as well?
Mm hmm.
Notice they never sell ovens.
Oh,
I heard you could walk into Olive Garden and purchase anything. Like, you could buy the silverware or the wall decor. You could buy the apron off the goddamn waiter. Bro, I heard that.
Why?
Really?
You don't love it?
Like an easy bake oven?
Like a proper oven. I think someone might have got where the joke was.
Are you making a Jew joke?
Oh my god.
I might be. Where the company LD comes.
Get this guy out of here. Cut him loose. Cut him loose. I want to. We've got to end with a topic here. I'm not ending with a Jew joke, believe it or not.
What's the difference between a Jew and a canoe?
Stop it. Do we want to do... Shut up, Cody. Don't... Or not Cody. Damn it.
I thought we were never ending mind. With a Jewish joke.
No, I said we're not ending with a Jewish joke. Do we want to end with Jaeger bombs are cocaine or donkey meat?
No skin off my nose.
What the fuck is donkey meat?
All right.
You don't eat ass, Slack?
You've never eaten...
Don't laugh at that. That was boo-worthy. That was boo-worthy. Amazon.
If she boo worthy, I'm eating that ass.
Thank you. Thank you. Everyone stay quiet. Yep. Even Mariah hated it. There it is.
All right. I'm sorry, Mariah.
He apologizes. Okay. So Amazon, shouts to Jay, former listener of the podcast. Former guest of the podcast. Amazon is banned from selling sex drive boosting donkey supplements in California. Now, I have multiple questions. My first is, what is the donkey sex boosting supplement and where do I get my hands on it? And B, why is it only banned in California? Is there a sex problem between donkeys in California to warrant this rule?
There's got to be some underlying shit. Like, they're probably cutting it in the Fetty.
You're thinking they're cutting donkey Viagra with fentanyl?
I think they're cutting fentanyl with donkey Viagra. You got a penny pinch, you know. You gotta cut corners sometimes.
They're cutting it with speed, so you're literally up for 3 days.
I hate the both of you. Shut the fuck up. Two of you.
Do you remember what California's search term was? I can't. For Pornhub's year in review.
Oh shit! Oh shit! What did we have in California? Weren't they pretty basic? I don't think they were shocking.
Or was it? Oh no, that was it. Like, wasn't California Asian mums?
I was gonna say, were they Asian? Which is kind of like racist.
Oh no, it's not.
Not really.
It's racial.
No, I made a good argument. It's the only people they see come off the boats, and they're like, "Yeah, I want to jerk off to these people." It's pretty gross. Oh, apparently I'm the only one who thinks
well, so. I guess it is better than a candy cane.
Listen, I'm on that girl's side. I'd let her snap my candy cane.
Damn, what was that? What was that?
I'm getting there. Relax, people.
What was the NBA's player's name?
So yours got a hook at the end of it, bro.
He's friends with, like, Kim Jong-un. He snapped.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
The cross-dresser.
That's funny. That's kind of a pun.
You want to go full pun?
I'm a big pun guy. R.I.P. R.I.P. to big pun. Shit. Back to this donkey Viagra or Viagra getting cut by what's getting cut by the fentanyl? Now I'm confused. I'm of the belief we should not be cutting Viagra with fentanyl.
No, you're still on the wrong page. I said I think they cut in the fatty with that shit.
Could you imagine though? Donkey Viagra, the donkey punch becomes a whole different world.
Donkey dick. Yeah.
I can see it.
Well, cuz is it, The donkey punch is a thing, is it not? Am I incorrect on that?
Yeah, donkey kick?
No, you're like hitting it from behind, and you like punch her in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And she like bucks back like a donkey, I think is the definition.
Yeah. No, I never heard that.
That, or you're an, it actually makes you an ass.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on. This is what this show is all about. The show is about consistency.
It's right after Cleveland Steamer.
Jeez. Which is absolutely disgusting. That might be the most disgusting one.
No, Dirty Sanchez would be the...
No, that one's foul. But I mean, Alaskan Pipeline, that's when you freeze the condom after you shit in it.
I didn't ask.
What about the... what's it called? The Puff the Dragon or Angry Dragon?
I don't know that one. So you look that one up because I have the official donkey punch definition. You look up whatever the fuck you just said. And I'm going to read to you both. You all. The official donkey punch definition. A sleazy sex move. In which, while the guy is taking the girl anally, disgusting, He punches her in the back of the head, making her ass or vagina contract. Kevin donkey punched me. What a fucking douchebag.
Wasn't there something about a Hot Pocket or...
Ew. Yes, there definitely was.
Like a mustache.
The one's a good one.
A dirty mustache or something. Dirty Sanchez. I don't know what it means, but... And then something about a refrigerator, maybe.
Oh, and the Russian ice sled or something.
I don't want this to be my show. Alaskan pipeline is when you freeze it.
I don't want to hear that.
Like shit in a condom, you freeze it.
Bro, if you're that bored, just fucking.
Or you just
find someone else or something.
No, if you're that bored, there's prescription drugs. You can end it all.
He's one you don't need any.
Stop it. Get some help.
On you, Michael. The bucking bronco, right?
Okay.
You're doing the girl doggy, and then you lean over and you whisper into her ear, "I fucked your sister," or "I fucked your mum," and then you hang on because she wants to get out and away. So that becomes the bucking bronco.
Jesus Christ, Bill Cosby, relax.
That was a little much.
That is absurd. That might be the most insane thing I've ever heard.
Nah, the dirty Sanchez.
I'd go with the sister.
Well, it doesn't work if she doesn't have a sister. That's the only thing.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. This is what my show has divulged into. Final thoughts, boys. Rock, do your plugs.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the new episode of Dirt's Podcast, our Christmas episode, loosely.
Is our...
came out this morning at 7 a.m. So
get on. Rock's wearing an elf hat like a fucking. Hold on. Like a fucking. Got him.
So, yeah, we chat about. We show you people what the worst gift might be. We discuss what warrants a Christmas movie. We go over, well, like, the end of the year. So everyone's having end of the year reviews, so we go over Pornhub's one and dissect that. So a lot of festive fun.
I do need to ask you before I get to the final thoughts of the boys, what was the thought process on putting Hitler in the thumbnail?
Because of the clip of the week.
That was
what?
That's not my clip of the week.
I heard it was something about Hitler's fingernail.
Yeah, well, listen to Dud's podcast this week. Cody, Laka, final thoughts.
Candy canes are for eating.
Great final thought. Laka?
In any orifice.
We will talk to you. I think the next time you'll hear from all of us will be...
That was a messy final thought.
I don't even have anything. This has been Weekly Wrap-Up.
Check you out.
Goodbye. Peace.